Lent is the 40-day season of penance that precedes Easter. And in his Lenten message this year, Pope Benedict focuses specifically on the value and meaning of fasting. The Pope says fasting from food and detaching oneself from material goods during Lent help believers open their hearts to God and their hands to the poor. He said, by fasting in solidarity with the poor, we make a statement that our brother or sister in need is not a stranger. And it was precisely this attitude of the Good Samaritan that was at the heart of an address by the executive director of the World Food Programme, Josette Sheeran, who this year helped present the Pope's Lenten message in the Vatican. Sheeran said, serving the hungry is a moral call that unites people of all faiths.
I would like to assure each and every person that when it comes to hunger, they can make a difference. Feeding the hungry is a profound act of love and restores dignity to a mother or father who cannot provide for a starving child. This is a critical moment. While all families must take some sacrifices during these economic hard times, for the poorest of the poor, this means going without meals for a day or two or three. If you can imagine, if you're living on less than $1 a day and the cost of commodities have doubled, or your income gets cut, you're cutting out the basic nutrition for your children and family. Today, a child dies every 6 seconds from hunger. The question is there anything that can be done to alleviate the humiliation, pain, and injustice of hunger? Are there solutions that help people break the cycle of hunger for themselves, once and for all? The answer overwhelmingly is yes.
That was Josette Sheeran, Executive Director of the World Food Programme.
40 days and 40 nights, the world's fasting.
The WFP is a UN agency, but it relies heavily on Catholic charities and other faith-based organisations to help distribute food aid around the world. One of those Catholic charities in the forefront of the fight against hunger and poverty is Catholic Relief Services, or CRS, based in the USA. Every year during Lent, CRS organises Operation Rice Bowl, an initiative whereby millions of Catholics are encouraged to fast and make a small sacrifice and donate the money they are saving to programmes that help to alleviate hunger. Beth Martin is in charge of Operation Rice Bowl, and she says how pleased they were with the choice of fasting as the special focus for this year's papal Lenten message.
We were very excited to read the Pope's Lenten message this year because it really kind of highlights the heart of the Operation Rice Bowl program, which encourages people to fast and set aside what they save from their sacrifices and give it to those in need around the world.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how exactly Operation Rice Bowl works and how many people take part in it?
Sure. Operation Rice Bowl started back in 1975, and it was a program to assist people suffering from the drought in Africa. Each week, families prepare simple meals and donate what they save from their regular meals to assist their brothers and sisters overseas. And so families, during the 40 days of Lent, take time to pray for their neighbors overseas. They fast through eating these simple meals. They learn about the work that Catholic Relief Services does on their behalf around the world to help people suffering from hunger and poverty, and they give their sacrifices to assist those in need.
So you're saying they donate the money that they would have spent on a perhaps more lavish meal to support Catholic Relief Services?
Exactly, yes.
Are you worried that this year donations may be down due to the global financial crisis and credit crunch, which of course is, you know, causing massive hardship, layoffs of many jobs, people losing their homes because they can't keep up with their mortgage?
Definitely. And we are very sensitive to the fact that the global economic crisis is impacting people in every country in the world, including here in the United States. What we're telling people who participate in Rice Bowl is that we really do appreciate the gifts that they give, and the poor around the world are being impacted even more so than we are here in the United States. So we're hoping that people will still be able to take part in this traditional Lenten practices of fasting and giving alms and give what they can to support those who might be even more impacted around the world.
And how much money was raised last year through Operation Rice Bowl, and was that a fairly typical amount?
Yes, last year was fairly typical. Annually, we raise about $7 million a year that goes to Catholic Relief Services. And this money goes to fund our food security projects in 40 countries around the world, projects in agriculture, water and sanitation, microfinance projects, mother and child health, and education programs. And actually, the $7 million represents 75% of the collection for Operation Rice Bowl, and the remaining 25% stays in local dioceses here in the United States to alleviate hunger and poverty programs locally. So we think that this local and global connection really enables us to live out our Catholic call to help those in need all around the world, either even in our own communities as well as in communities where we'll never visit. So we're hoping that the 25% will be of use to people here in the United States who are suffering from the economic downturn as well.
You described how 75% of the money raised is used abroad and 25% in the U.S. Can you give us, or rather describe for us, some concrete examples of projects in a certain country and how the money is actually used there?
Sure. Like I said, we fund projects in 40 countries around the world, and in the Operation Rice Bowl materials, there's actually stories from people in those countries who receive funds through this program. For instance, this year we're featuring a project in Egypt where it's a microfinance project where women receive small loans so that they can start small businesses and then enable them to earn money to support their families. So there's a story about a woman named Amal who has a bakery that she is able to earn money to buy enough food for her own children and to send them to school and provide them for all the needs that they have. We also are featuring a story from a farmer in the Philippines who is benefiting from training and different projects that help him have a better idea about sustainable agriculture so that he can grow more on his farm and make more money from his farming.
So we're talking here about projects that can really transform people's lives.
Yes, yes, that is the goal of Catholic Relief Services and our work around the world is to really help people take action to make a difference in their own lives. So we really want to help them gain skills and opportunities so that they can provide a better livelihood for themselves and their families.
And do you ever get any kind of direct feedback from the recipients of this aid, or do you hear about it more from your local staff on the ground?
Well, actually, in the Operation Rice Bowl materials, we do interview the beneficiaries, so the people who are participating in these projects, and they do give us feedback about how these are really life-changing opportunities for them once they receive the training or the assistance to help them turn their lives around, and it really just very grateful for the work that Catholic Relief Services does on behalf of the Catholic community here in the United States.
Now, I imagine that Catholic schools and parishes throughout the U.S. Are very much actively involved in the Operation Rice Bowl initiative. I mean, do you have any idea of numbers and, you know, how active they are?
Yes, we do. Currently, we have about 8.2 million Catholics here in the United States in about 12,000 parishes and schools all across the United States and in every state of the nation who are participating in Rice Bowl. And it's really exciting because Operation Rice Bowl has been a program since 1975, and a lot of communities consider it to be their Lenten tradition. So people look forward to it every year and really are excited about learning about how what they can do during Lent can make a big difference in the lives of people that they'll never meet around the world.
Okay. And when you talk to people in the U.S. who've taken part in this initiative, what do they tell you about what it means for them, its significance for them, or how it's helped them become a better person?
Yes, I think people really do like to participate in Operation Rice Bowl, especially because they can read the stories from people overseas who are benefiting firsthand from this. And I think it makes a difference. People learn about countries where they might never have even heard of the country before, and they really see that the small amounts that they're giving during Lent add up and really can make a difference in the lives of their brothers and sisters overseas. So I think that's really a great feeling that people have in participating in this program, that coming together, we can really make a big difference in problems that our world faces.
I was speaking there to Beth Martin of Catholic Relief Services in the U.S.